This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Ingredients to this program is information. A lot of really heavy topics, a lot of cool, interesting things to learn about. And I'm forgetting one other key ingredient. Laughter, folks. Get your ticket to laugh, as a matter of fact. Again, AMI and Halifax Comedy Fest are filming a second all-access comedy special. All-access comedy is a stand-up special like no other, folks, with comedians from the disability community coming together to celebrate their unique outlook on life for a packed audience of all abilities. The next all-access comedy will be filmed on Sunday, May 12th at 3 p.m. Atlantic time. That's at the Spats Theatre in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Come on, folks, get your tickets now. Free tickets for all-access comedy can be reserved now at halifaxcomedyfest.ca. Last show was tremendous. This one will be better, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, you can check out the last show over at AMI Plus. Kelly McDonald here with Ramya Amuthan.
Okay, well, let's stick to the Atlantic. We, first of all, love to tell you on Mondays what's going on with AMI, new initiatives, new programming, new content. And on Thursday, that's this Thursday, at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, the new episode of Our Community is airing on AMI TV and AMI Plus. AMI Plus, of course, is our free streaming service. And the title of this episode of Our Community is the NL Deaf Choir. And they're shedding a spotlight on the first choir in the Atlantic provinces whose membership is deaf. And we're going to be able to witness how the universal language of music spreads joy and connection to many of us out here. It's very cool, very interesting, and we're right now going to learn more about the initiative with choir member Paula Coggins and ASL interpreter Ken Parsons. So it's nice to have both of you here on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, sure. Yes, thank you.
First question. Music is a big part of various communities, so many cultures. So I'm curious about how NL Deaf Choir started, if you can give us some information on the history of the choir.
Sure, certainly. This was in 2019. So in around 2019, Renee Fair Healy works in her office. She had the idea we would do something on International Sign Language Week. So she had the idea that we'd do a flash mob. So we've got some people together to do some singing. So it was myself, and we've got the deaf community together. So we knew it would be difficult, but we wanted to trudge on it and see if we could do it. So we did a lot of work in the translation from English to ASL. And we went to the local museum, the rooms here in St. John's. And it was all video recorded. And we did that piece. Then once that was out and in the public, it was shared through Facebook and Instagram and social media. So the purpose was really to advertise and promote the use of ASL, American Sign Language.
Very nice.
Excellent. Really, really nice. So I'm curious then, where are we now? How did things progress to where we would say, hey, this is that choir that people now are getting to know about?
Well, yeah, we did our thing and we thought it was just a one-time flash mob and it would be done. But after people watched our video, everybody was fascinated. We had a lot of requests. We were asked to come and sing at the airport. We were asked to join with a music choral festival in Ontario. The local youth choir, Shalloway Youth Choir, wanted to partner with us and put together a video. We also traveled to Toronto with them. So in, I think, May 2021. So lots of invitations and a lot of people curious and wanting to see what we do. So we were welcomed in many places.
Yeah, and it sounds like, you know, experimentation, curiosity, even on your end and on the organizers' ends, was really what spun this whole initiative into momentum, which is really cool. So I'm curious about, you know, especially for those of us who are completely unfamiliar, who aren't part of the deaf and hard of hearing community, can you break down how music is experienced and interpreted for people who are deaf and hard of hearing?
Well, it's not easy, actually. The actual translation, we've got to go through all the meanings of all the songs, all the lyrics, and then change that to ASL, so which includes body movement, facial expression, gestures, and to put that all together at the same time so it follows the same pace. So it's not so easy to do. It's not like you can just take a song and change it and it's done at one take. It's certainly not like that. It takes quite a bit of time to put together a song so that the appropriate emotions and feelings are conveyed in both presentations.
Fantastic. Okay. So would you mind telling us a little bit about how you stay in sync and in time with one another? Is there a conductor?
Yes, well, we have two, actually. We have an artistic director, Leanne, and she sits in front of the choir, or stands in front of the choir, hears the music, signs the song, tries to keep it small and compact, and as the choir, we follow our director, and so we're all in sync. And we don't hear. Obviously, we're deaf, so we follow the visual cues from our director.
But for someone who's listening, who can hear and is potentially part of the audience, they can hear the music as well as see the visuals of the ASL interpreted choir?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
They see all the signing. Listen to the music, and so it should all work out in sync, both songs parallel in the way that they're presented.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. And it's important to be to make it clear, you know, with our the way that we present it. I mean, it's visual, and we want to make sure that when we're presenting that it's matching the content from the music.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I'm thinking of experiencing this as a blind person, you know, listening to the deaf choir, experiencing the NL deaf choir, and I'm very curious on that level as well.
Question as to then, since as a blind person, we're thinking about what we experience, but what do you feel the hearing community has learned, the hearing community has learned from experiencing the deaf choir? I mean, that must be fascinating too with what they say.
For sure. We get to promote the use of sign language to the hearing community, and I believe that helps to break down barriers, bridge gaps, and so that people can enjoy it the same. You know, we work together as a team to provide our translation.
Mm-hmm. How does it make you feel when you're up there performing? And I guess especially because you talked about the learning curve in the beginning and the difficulties of syncing up and it almost choreographing, right? It's not just the ASL, but it's also the gestures and the kind of theatrical side of things. So that initial experience to now, how does it feel?
Uh, Yeah, it was awkward at first, but we've come across them and are used to procedure. I mean, when we have new material, a new project, it's always awkward at the beginning. And then as we get through, we get the translations, we get it all, and everybody working together, it flows.
Paul, I'm curious as to the plans for the choir moving forward, maybe expanding, spreading the word more about using ASL in music?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know we've I'm not sure what the plans are for the future. We haven't talked about that as much.
And how about for you, your own bucket list of experience, potentially performing at certain places or even certain spaces in Newfoundland that you're curious about and want to get to?
Not for me. I like to go, we perform. If we're invited somewhere, and I don't have a favorite place where I like to perform, not actually, no, but just performing.
Yeah. Do you have a particular type of song or genre or artist that you remember as a highlight?
We perform with the Holy Heart High School Choir locally, and Send Me Home from the Enna Sisters, or Sing Me Home. That's a lovely song. It's okay. It's always that one. I think that one's ingrained in my heart. I think that's a wonderful song.
What a tremendous experience everybody gets, and we're looking forward to watching the episode. Did you have fun doing the episode?
Yes, yeah, we did. I must say, I'm looking forward to watching it. It's watching the presentation. I haven't seen it, the whole thing yet.
Okay. Beautiful.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Paula and Ken as well. Thank you guys both for coming on. And we appreciate, you know, you breaking down the experience for us. And good luck. All the best with everything.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We were speaking with Paula Coggins, member of the NL Deaf Choir, and ASL interpreter Ken Parsons, with his support, from St. John's, Newfoundland. And you can catch the NL Deaf Choir Our Community episode this Thursday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on AMI TV. And if you missed that, you can go to amiplus.ca to catch that episode and more of Our Community.
Oh boy, lots of great episodes, it seems. We're getting so many people out here talking about the great subject matter. So really look forward to those and catch up. Folks, go out there and do some blitzing and watch them. Coming up in the next hour of our program on Know Your Rights, Danielle McLaughlin and her guest, Senator Kim Pate, reflect on the funding announced Tuesday for the Canada Disability Act. Plus on the program, orientation and mobility specialist Mark Rankin. He'll be going through the overall scope of practice. He'll discuss how it is changing and considers how technology will continue to impact the discipline. Up next, however, Ottawa Committee reporter Kim Kilpatrick highlights Rose in the Machine, the story of a mother seeking to understand her daughter living with autism. And she gives us updates on new ways to contact Ottawa's paratransit services. In 2 minutes, those conversations up next.
Keep it here for more of Kelly and Ramya on AMI TV.
Hello, I'm Sean Preece. Join me monthly for Sean of the Shed, where I introduce you to all the technology that can be so useful to us as blind or partially sighted people. Find Sean of the Shed wherever you find or your podcasts.